有预言说，有光要照在这些在死荫幽谷里面的人。
There's a prophecy saying there will be light shining on the people in the valley of death.
现在我们真的得到这样的实际。
We have received the reality of that.
光已经照在我们的心里面。
The light has shined in our midst.
让我们知道我们是黑暗的。
So that we know we were in darkness.
也让我们不愿意处在这样的黑暗当中。
And that we're not willing to stay in darkness.
让我们一同站立，借着赞美敬拜。
Let us rise.
继续向我们说话。
And may God continue to speak to us in our worship.
Light of the world.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see.I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon the cross. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God.Altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God, you're altogether lovely.Together
sing.
Come let us sing. Come let us sing. Come with praise adoration to the King. Come let us sing. Come let us sing. Come with praise and adoration to the King.
Come let us sing.
Come let us sing. Come let us sing. Come with praise and adoration to the King. Come let us sing. Come let us sing. Come with praise and adoration to the King. For he is worthy, for he is worthy, and he sent me to come. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess.
献给神，
让我们一颂赞美起来，献给神。这是我们最纯的果子，是我们最纯的感谢。让我们一颂赞美起来，献给神，全心来。
让我们一同来赞美主。
Let's praise Him together。
让我们。一颂赞美起来，献给神。让我们一颂赞美起来，献给神。这是我们最纯的果子，是我们最纯的感谢。让我们一颂赞美起来，献给神，全心来赞美主。
让我们一颂赞美起来，献给神。让我们以颂赞为祭来献给神。
Let us offer a sacrifice of praise.
这是我们这个蒙恩的罪人唯一能做的。
This is the one thing the sinner saved by grace can do.
借着神的恩典。 我们身上的锁链都要脱落。
By the grace of God, all the chains on earth shall fall.
让我们守节清心，让我们身上没有一点重担的来到神的面前。
With a pure heart and clean hands, without any burden, let us come before our God.
因为神已经做成了这事。
For God has finished the work.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears believe. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed.
宣告，我们锁链已经脱落。
Spirit be here today and set us free from all kinds of bondage.
也但愿主他的话语今天带给我们生命。 带给我们力量。
And may the word of God bring us life and strength.
时间过得很快，今年第一个月已经很快要过去了。
Time flies. The first month of the year is about to pass.
我们日复一日，年复一年的话，这不是重复。
Year after year, day after day, we're not repeating our days.
而是一次又一次一个新的开始。
But time and time again, it's a new beginning.
是神他新的慈爱又临到我们神的儿女。
It's a new grace God is bestowing upon us.
让我们对创造我们的神有更深的一个新的认识。
So that we can have a deeper knowledge of the God who created us.
也是他要再来教导我们学到一个新的生命的功课。
And he will teach us a new lesson of life.
使让我们的里面新的生命能够不断的成长。
So that our new life within can continue to grow.
给我们从主那边而来的力量。
And the strength we gain from our Lord.
这个是跟我们与主连接之后，从他那边自然流露出来的一个力量。
It's a natural outflow of what we gain from the Lord.
让我们不再是靠着我们自己老旧的生命的力量。
A strength that we no longer depend on our old life.
所以呢，我们每一天事实上都是一个新的开始。
So actually, every day is a new beginning.
我们不是一直在过重复一模一样的生活。
We're not repeating the old days and living the same way.
我们不是在原地打转。
We're not just spinning around.
我们也不是没有目标的往前。
And we're not moving on without aim.
是的，我们每天都有一些新的事情要发生，有一些新的挑战我们要面对。
Yes, every day something new will happen. It will face new challenges.
但是这些都是要让我们对神有一个新的认识。
But everything is helping us to have a new knowledge of the Lord.
神也是借着我们每天所面对这些新的事情，一点一滴在雕塑我们。
And God is shaping us through those things.
记得两周前所谓牧师的信息告诉我们。
I remember 2 weeks ago, Pastor Mary told us.
我们每个人在新的一年开始的时候，我们都开始要来学习操练。
At the beginning of the new year, everyone shall practice.
大家记不记得哪三件事情？
Do you remember 3 things?
要圣别时间。
To sanctify our time.
然后呢，要随时祷告。
And pray always.
然后呢，要顺服恩膏的教训。
Follow the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
相信在座的每个很多的弟兄姐妹，我们已经开始在每天早晨来操练。
I believe many of us have already started practicing those 3 things.
在这操练的过程当中，相信我们呢，有时候会因为圣灵的带领，我们觉得我们好像往前跨出了一步。
And through our practicing these things, through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we might feel that we're making progress.
但是呢，有时候呢，我们还是会不知不觉又落入我们这老旧的生命里面，觉得又有一点感觉到挫折。
And perhaps as we practice those things, we felt that the old mindset has set in, and we feel frustrated.
相信我们在讲台上面，我们听过很多很多的讯息的话，我们都已经听过了。
I believe we have heard messages after messages.
我想我们没有办法在这边把神的话一一详述，但是我们今天要来一起来思考，可能是不是有一些我们忽略的点。
We cannot speak of them fully, but today let us look at the things we may have neglected.
相信我们今天所听到的都是我们以前有听过的。
I believe that what you are hearing today is something you already heard.
但是我们有没有去想过？我们有没有去好好的反复的思考揣摩神这是要告诉我们什么？
But have you ever pondered upon the word and asked the Lord what we are to learn?
今年我们开始呢，每路读经又从创世纪开始。
This year, as we started the year, we started reading the book of Genesis.
我们都可以看到，神他创造是有一个非常一定的规律或者是法则。
We see that everything God created had a set rule and principle.
这或许就我们所谓的定律。
We may call them the law.
但是所有的定律呢，它都有它的源头。
But every law has its source.
定律的源头要看是从生命而来的定律。
We need to see the law of life.
这是从神来的，它是永远都是新的。
Which comes from the Lord, which is new.
而且是可以一直无穷的繁衍下去。
And it could multiply infinitely.
而且它是一个活的，是有生命，没有限制的。
And it's living, and there's no limit, no bound to it.
是从起初一直会延续到 永远的一个生命。
Which is a life extends from the beginning to eternity.
这是一个生命的律。
This is the law of life.
另外呢，我们也知道有另外一个是从知识而来的定律。
On the other hand, we know there's law of knowledge.
这是从我们每个人的生活经验历经历里面我们所归纳出来的。
That was summarized from our experience in life.
这是旧的。
Which is old.
它而且是片面非常有限制的。
And it's partial and limited.
很可能原本是好的，但是呢，一离开神了以后，这就变成失去了一个生命。
It could have been good in the beginning, but once it departed from God, it lost its life.
相信我们大家都有这样的看见的时候，我们就可以明白。
When we have that perspective, the way we can see.
为什么当初神设立的时候有一个非常重要的原则？
Why God set an important principle at the beginning?
为什么神说要吃生命树上的果子，而不能吃分别善知识善恶知识上面的果子呢？
Why were we allowed to eat of the tree of the fruit of the fruit of the tree of life and not the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
因为从知识上来的果子，让我们跟神独立了。
Because the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil caused us to be independent of God.
我们不需要再依靠神，我们脱离了神这个生命的一个原则。
We no longer need to trust God, and we departed from the principle of life.
我们断绝了与那个生命来源的一个连结。
And we would sever the connection with the life.
神的灵，它就是他的自己，它里面充满了无穷的生命。
The Spirit of God is God He Himself.
若我们每天跟神有的圣灵有这样子相通的连结的时候
，If we are continually connected with God,
神那个无穷生命的大能，它就能够源源不断的流到我们人的里面。
The power of an endless life will continue to flow into our soul.
当我们的灵跟神的灵完全连接的时候呢，我们就能够进入从神那边原的当初的生命。
When our spirit connects with God's spirit, then we can receive the supply.
我们可以按照原本这个生命的律不断的来运行，而让我们在这个我们的身体里面也能够得到这个无穷生命的能力。
We can receive the supply from the principle of life, and our physical body can receive this power of an endless life.
最近周五我们都在读约翰福音。
On Friday nights, we've been reading the Gospel of John.
从当中我们看到耶稣基督他行了非常多的神迹。
We read a lot of miracles Jesus performed.
神他在创造宇宙的时候呢，是的，每一件事情都按照他的定律而行。
Yes, when God created the universe, everything ran according to His principles.
但是人所谓的定律呢，事实上都是只是根据到我们人所看到的而已。
But the principles so-called are based upon what our eyes can see.
根据我们过去的经验累积而归纳的一个原则。
They were the conclusion of our observations.
所以这样的所谓的定律的话，事实上不是说一成不变的。
So those laws are not unchangeable.
因为当有新的发现的时候，可能这个旧有的定律就会被打破。
Because when we have a new discovery, the old laws were broken.
因为以前所的人归纳的一个定律的话，那只是根据过去的。
Because the laws the people in the past discovered they were based on the old facts.
还有很多新的他们没有看到，没有办法归纳成一个新的定律。
There are a lot of new facts they did not observe, so they cannot come into conclusion.
就像美国的 NASA 在几年前发射了一个韦伯太空望远镜。
Just like the James Webb Space Telescope launched by NASA a few years ago.
这几年，他观察到很多新的天文现象，是以前从来没有看过的。
They repeatedly broken the astrophysical laws previously held.
打破了过去所有天文物理学家他们所谓的一些定律。
By astrophysicists based on its observations of numerous astronomical phenomena.
所以呢，科学家也没有办法解释，但是这是神的创造。
And the scientists could not explain them, but that was the creation of God.
所以我们知道，所谓很多的定律，它并不是真正一个定律。
So we know many of these laws are not true laws.
它并不是一个完全的事实，它只是我们人所归纳出来的一个模型。
They are not the facts. They were just the models proposed by humans.
所以我们要知道，这所谓知识的定律是非常有限的。
So the laws of knowledge is very limited.
是在某一个特定的时空条件之下的话，它是成立的。
It only works in a certain time and space.
但是到了不同的时空或者是时空条件改变的时候，这些定律就不成立。
If time, space, and other factors change, these so-called laws will no longer hold true.
但是只有神，他是创造天地万物的主。
But only God, who is the creator of the universe.
他创造了一个生命的律。
He created a law of life.
这个生命的律是不断的一直在往前。
And this life continues to move forward.
这个生命的律是没有限制的。
And there's no bound to this life.
因为神他是独一的真神，他是万有的主宰。
For God is the only true God, and He is the one who reigns over all.
这是我们人的心没有办法完全去了解的。
And this is something our hearts cannot comprehend.
但是这也是神要叫我们用我们的一生的年日去追寻、去认识。
But this is something for us to pursue with all the days of our life.
我们从创世纪里面，我们会看到一些所谓生命的原则。
From the book of Genesis, we can see principles of life.
这神的生命有一些特别的一些特点。
There are some properties, the characteristics of the law of life.
例如呢，我们会看到一个创造一个顺序。
For example, the order of the creation.
神他不是一下子就创造所有的天地万物宇宙所有的。
God did not create everything at one moment.
而是有顺序的，一样接一样，慢慢的创造。
But he created one thing after another.
我们也可以看到神的爱，它是一个不断的在循环。
And we see the cycle of life.
从第一天到第六天，有晚上，有早上，有早晨。
And from the first day to the sixth day, there's evening and there's morning.
我们也看到神的爱不断在循环，神的恩典慈爱每早晨都是新鲜的。
We see the cycle of love, that the grace of God is new every morning.
我们同时也可以看到神他公义的一个平衡。
And we can see the balance of his righteousness.
在神的爱中，神还是划定了一些界限。
In God's love, he set boundaries.
在这个极限之内的话，充满神的生命。
And within the boundary, it was full of life.
在这里面充满了神的爱。
It was full of God's love.
但是越过这个界限里面，外面就是死亡。
But outside the boundary, it was death.
所以呢，我们要知道，在这个生命的源头之下的话，按照神的法则，我们的生命应该是源源不断、永不止息的。
So under the source of life, according to God's principle, life will never end.
但是我们要来看一下我们生命的果效是什么呢？
But we need to come to see the wellspring of life.
人的一生的果效是由什么决定呢？
What determines the wellspring of life?
圣经告诉我们，我们人的一生的果效都是由我们的心来决定。
The Bible tells us our mind is the wellspring of life.
这里所谓的心就是我们所谓的魂生命。
This is our soul life.
这包括我们的意志、我们的情感、我们的想法、我们的感觉等等，在我们脑中所运行的。
It includes our mind, our will, our thoughts, our feelings, which operates in our brain.
这是箴言第四章二十到二十三节告诉我们的，我们一起来念。
And we're told from Proverbs 4:20-23. Let us read together.
我儿要留心听我的言语，侧耳听我的言语，都不可离开你的眼目，要记存在你的心中，因为得着他的就得了生命，又得了医全体的良药。你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切。一生，因为一生的果效是由心发出的。所以的神的套话一再的提醒我们。
God continues to tell us.
神说他要保守我们的心，要胜过保守一切。
Keep our heart with all diligence.
因为我们一生所有的果效都是从我们的心里面发出来的。
For it is the wellspring of life.
我们一生的果效事实上是由我们每天生活所累积而成的。
The wellspring of life is from what we do daily.
如果我们每天忙无目的的在原地打转。
If you are spinning around without aim daily,
我们一生的年结果就是在原地打转。
Then the end result of our life will be spinning around.
但是呢，每天我们要是过一个有目标的生活。
But if every day we're living a life with goal,
每天我们一直往我们的目标前进。
Every day we're pressing on toward that goal.
我们一生的果效不管最后在什么地方，但是都是离目标近的。
Or the wellspring of life will be moving toward that goal.
然而呢，我们每天的生活是由我们心决定什么。
However, our daily life was determined by what's in our heart.
因为我们心想要做什么，我们就会去做什么。
For whatever our hearts decided, we will do accordingly.
我们先决定要去做，我们就会去做。
If we decided to do the thing, then we will do it.
我们不想去做，决定不去做的，我们当然不会去做。
If we determined, we're determined not to do it, then we for sure we won't do it.
就好像我们决定我要好好读经的话，我们就会好好去读经。
Just like if we are decided to read the Bible, then we will do it.
但是如果我们觉得说读经不重要的话，我们就不会去读。
But if we thought reading the Bible is not important, then we will not do it.
这也是为什么我们说每天我们早晨起来之后，我们要有一个圣别的时间。
That is why we say we need to sanctify the morning.
我们需要与那生命的源头有一个的主有一个连接。
For a period of time, because we need to connect with the source of life.
我们需要从主那边来校正我们的眼光，我们的心思。
We need to calibrate our mind, our hearts.
更重要的，我们要从生命的源头那边得着我们生命的力量。
More importantly, we need to gain strength from the source of life.
很可惜，我们知道我们旧人的天然生命都是迷失的生命。
But sadly, the natural life of man is lost.
我们早已经违背了神他当初设立那个生命的律。
We were opposing the law of life.
我们可能不知道我们人的心思都是虚幻的。
We had no idea that our mind was vain.
这是从神来看的话，我们真的都是虚幻的。
From God's perspective, our thoughts were vain.
因为唯有神是真实的。
For only God is true.
但是我们今天现今我们人类我们所有的思想我们所有的知识的话，事实上都是非常有限，而且甚至很多都是被世界所扭曲的。
Because a lot of our thoughts, our knowledge was limited and twisted by the world.
跟神当初创造的真实是一个有一个非常大的差距。
And there's a great distance between the knowledge and God's creation.
我们大部分人可能都是凭着我们自己的理解，或者是呢，我们从世界上所听来的一些知识。
And based on our own understanding and the knowledge from other people,
事实上这都是非常不准确的。
To interpret the Bible, which is not correct.
我在说，从圣经的观点，从神的观点来看，是非常有偏差的。
If we look from God's perspective, the perspective of the Bible, there's a deviation.
但是我相信很少人会觉得说，我们自己的心思，我们的想法出了很大的问题。
But seldom do we realize that our thoughts and our minds, there's a problem with them.
我想这就是我们人最大的一个盲点。
I think that's our greatest blind spot.
我们看不到什么是真的。
We are unable to see what is true.
因为我们违反了这个创造顺序的定律。
For we have violated the law of creation.
我们都知道神是按照他的自己的形象来造人。
We all know that God created man in His image and likeness.
他将人灵赐给我们人。
He has given us His spirit.
我们人也借着这个灵跟神互相来往。
And we have communion with the Lord with the Spirit.
这个灵让我们能够知道神的心意。
And this spirit helps us to know God's mind.
而能够完成神所托付的使命跟工作。
For us to fulfill the mission God has given us.
神更允许将来可以跟神有一样那荣耀的生命。
And God has promised that in the future we can have the glorious life of His.
但是我们知道，很可惜的，我们人却错误的相信了撒旦的他的谎言。
But pitifully, man believed in the lies of Satan.
想要以自己作为神。
Hoping that they could be God.
在违反本来神他所设定的这些创造的律。
While violating the law that God created.
本来应该是在神的领导引导之下。
When we should have been under God's guidance.
但是人自己的魂他脱离了神之后。
And after the soul strayed from the original laws.
所以呢，造成我们人类的迷失跟 今天世界上面我们看到的各样的混乱。
And it caused the confusion and bewilderment.
我们看到的世界上种种的罪行，都是因为人的迷失而造成的。
We see the sinful deeds were caused by the confusion and bewilderment.
因为我们人的魂已经没有办法按照原本神他创造的那个律来正常的运行。
For our soul can no longer operate properly according to God's law.
甚至我们人成为来抵挡神。
Even worse, that man would oppose God.
像撒旦抵挡神一样。
Just like Satan opposing God.
都是因为我们人的心思没有回到当初神所创造的。
Just because it's because that our mind did not return to how God created us.
那个原本我们的灵跟神是一个完全和谐合一致的。
That we were harmonious and unity with God.
当我们人犯罪之后，我们知道我们人就本末倒置。
So when we're against God, we're putting the cart before the horse.
而我们这些错位的思想的话，我们常常反而要神来听我们的命令。
Oftentimes we command God to listen to us.
但是感谢赞美我们的主，我们每个神的儿女，我们的魂，我们的灵已经得拯救了。
But thank and praise the Lord, our soul and our spirit have been saved.
我们的灵跟神的圣灵已经重新连结了。
Our spirit has been connected with the Lord's.
但是我们的魂如果还没有得到拯救的话，
But if our soul has not been saved,
说实在，我们的魂、生命跟我们的身体都还没有得到真正的自由，因为都还在仇敌的捆绑当中。
Our soul life and our body have not yet obtained true freedom because we're still in bondage.
所以我们要回到起初当初神创造的原则是什么？
So we need to return to the principle in the beginning.
我们要得着这个神当初给我们的生命。
We need to gain the life God gave us.
我们知道当初神创造的时候，前面讲过，它是有一个顺序的。
At the beginning, there's an order of God's creation.
这个起初和谐的顺序是由圣灵来经过灵，再经过魂，再经过我们的体。
In the beginning, it was from the Holy Spirit to our spirit, to our soul, and then to our body.
前面说过了，我们的灵是跟我们神之间能够有一个和谐的来往。
Our spirit should have had a harmonious fellowship with the Lord.
然后呢，我们这魂接受了这个灵所来的指示来运作。
And our soul received the commands from the spirit to operate.
而我们这个身体就来负责这个魂生命告诉我们的来执行完成这个神给我们的任务。
And our body would function according to what the soul tells us.
可是呢，我们知道罪使我们人本末倒置。
But sin causes us to reverse the order.
因为失去了跟神的圣灵之间的一个连结。
For we have lost the connection.To our God spirit.
所以呢，我们人从此就由我们的魂来控制我们的体，甚至会压迫我们的灵。
So from then on, we allow our soul to control our spirit and our body.
所以我们人就没有办法正常发挥原本神他生命创造的律。
And that's why we cannot live out the law of God.
也造成今天的混乱。
And which caused the chaos in our Today life.
我们或许有听过一些新闻，就是有一些无人的自动驾驶出租车。
You may have heard or seen the self-driving cars.
是的，这些无人驾驶的自动出租车，它有这个功能，它可以自动根据人的设定，到达目的地。
And yes, the self-driving cars can reach the destiny without any human inside.
但是相信大家可能看过一些新闻。
But you've seen the news.
这些无人驾驶的出租车在某一些失控的情况出了很多的状况。
When it lost control, it caused a lot of issues.
有了他们失去了控制，在原地大转。
Sometimes they lost control and spin around.
或是在十字路口的话，卡在那边，不知道怎么进，前进后退。
Or it's stuck at the crossroad and not knowing where to go.
虽然我们人不是机器，但是很可惜的，我们人也落入同样一个失控的情况。
Although we humans we are not robots, but we also fell into the uncontrollable situation.
是的，我们有自由的意志，但是我们不知道我们的目的，我们不知道 要前进的方向。
Yes, we have the free will, but we lost the direction.
我们都被我们自己的私欲所控制。
We have all been controlled by our selfish desires.
但是我们要认清楚，我们这些所谓的私欲背后，事实上是控制着世界的撒旦的手中。
But we need to recognize the power behind those selfish desires.
所以我们要回到神他当初创造的原则。
So we need to return to the principle when God created everything.
我们要让圣灵再来掌管我们的心。
And let the Spirit control our hearts.
圣经上面没有说要我们人回到当初伊甸园里面。
The Bible never tells us how to return to the Garden of Eden.
神也没有说他要恢复我们回到当初亚当夏娃还没有犯罪之前的人。
And God did not tell us how to return to be the person before Adam and Eve sinned.
因为神他要的是一个新造的人。
For what God wanted is a new creation.
而这个新造的人要是在将来的圣城新耶路撒冷当中。
And this new creation will be shown in the new Jerusalem.
因为我们都知道这个旧的生命已经败坏了。
For we know the old life has corrupted.
在撒旦的引诱之下失败了。
Tempted by Satan and failed.
今天神要给我们的是一个新造的生命。
Today God wants to give us a new life.
这个新的生命是神的儿子耶稣基督他的生命。
Which is the life of the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
这个新的生命是一个复活得胜的生命。
And this life is a resurrected life, a victorious life.
因为这个新造的人是我们被耶稣基督的宝血所买赎回来。
For our lives have been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus.
在我们里面那个新的生命是有一个耶稣基督他得胜的生命。
The life within us is the victorious life of Jesus.
因为耶稣他告诉我们，他说他已经胜了这世界。
For Jesus said, I have overcome the world.
也就是他已经受过仇敌撒旦的一切试探。
That is, he has overcome the temptation of Satan.
因为他完全顺服在父神的旨意之下。
For he fully obeyed the Father's will.
这个得胜的生命是当初亚当夏娃他们身上所没有的。
And this victorious life was not found in the life of Adam or Eve.
而这个得胜的复活的生命就是神要制作在我们里面的生命。
And yet, this victorious life of Jesus is what God is working in us.
是的，我们每个人都已经有这个复活的新的生命在我们里面。
Indeed, we have already received this resurrected life.
我们不是仅仅我们的灵得救而已。
We're not just saved by the Spirit.
神他真正也要我们的魂、生命跟我们的身体都能够得到完全的救赎。
God also desires to redeem our soul and our body.
让我们在神的真理里面能够得到真正的自由。
And be set free in God's truth.
这也是我们非常熟悉的以弗所书。
And this is from Ephesians chapter 4.
那我们一起再来读。
Let us read together.
你们也学了基督，不是这样子。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因为私欲的迷惑渐渐坏的。又要将你们的心改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的能力和圣洁。所以，我们每一个神的儿女，事实上我们是一个有目标的。
So every child of God has a goal.
我们是要继续往前的。
We are to move forward.
因为这个新的生命是要继续成长的。
For this new life shall continue to grow.
我们要真正活出神在我们里面那一个新造的生命。
We are to live out this new life within us.
要像主耶稣一样，有一个复活的生命在我们里面活出来。
Like Jesus, we need to live out this resurrected life.
我们有几件事情我们可以做的。
There are a few things we can do.
首先，我们要立定我们的心智，我们的心思。
First of all, we need to set our minds.
前面讲过，我们生命的果效都是由心发出。
We already shared that the fruit, the life is from the wellspring of.
所以，我们每个人在神的面前一定要有立定一个心智。
So we need to set our minds before God.
我们这样的立志跟我们世上所谓的立志是不一样的。
This is different than our determination in the world.
因为这是神的旨意。
For this is the will of God.
因为神他必要来悦纳我们在他面前立下的这么一个心愿。
God will be pleased.
我们也可以看到，腓立比书他们讲说，因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心中运行，要成就他的美意。
In Philippians 2, it says, For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure.
哥林多后书五章九节也说到，所以无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦。
And in 2 Corinthians 5:9, it says, Therefore we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to him.
我们在神的面前一定先要有这么样一个心愿，因为这是神的旨意，这是神所喜悦的。
We must first have this desire before God, for it is His will.
我们要愿意说，我愿意转向主，我愿意更像主。
We need to say that we're willing to turn to the Lord and to be more like Him.
这样子的话，神的灵才有办法引导我们里面的灵来朝这个方向前进。
Then can our spirit be guided by God's spirit to move forward?
是的，我们有很多我们旧人里面的心思、我们的观念、我们的思想需要被纠正的。
A lot of our old mindset must be corrected.
我们真的要，我们要认识我们的自己。
We need to know ourselves.
同时，我们要认识仇敌。
And we need to know the enemy.
更重要的，我们要更多人认识我们的主。
More importantly, we need to come to know God more.
我们要认识自己的盲点跟我们自己的弱点。
We need to know our blind spot and our weakness.
或许有人会觉得这些道理，这些真理我都已经听过了，我已经都懂了。
Perhaps we thought that we already heard this truth. We already know it.
所以呢，我不想再听了。
I don't want to hear it again.
但是知道不代表说我们有这个实际。
But knowing it doesn't mean we're practicing it.
如果我们没有看到，事实上我们离神的真理还非常的遥远。
And we didn't realize we're still far from God's truth.
我们有没有这个实际？
We don't have this reality.
如果我们以为我们知道了，我们都懂的话，我们就会自高自大。
If we thought we already know it and we understood everything, then we are being self-righteous.
甚至呢，我们就觉得说，我们不想再听了，我们会抵挡神在我们心里面的工作。
When we're not willing to hear it again, we're opposing God's work.
但是我们看到很多我们属灵的前辈，他们是一生都来追求更多的要认识主。
But we read of a lot of spiritual elders. They are pursuing the Lord with all the days of their life.
或许有人也会以为说，事实上这些神的话、神的教导，我都已经做到了。
Perhaps some of us thought that we already did what God taught us.
我还要学什么呢？已经够了。
What am I to learn? I have enough.
我已经得着了，我已经完全了。
I have been perfected.
所以呢，我们人就不会再继续努力。
And we will stop our pursuit.
但是保罗他是一个我们很好的榜样。
But Paul is a very good example for us.
他说：“我不是以为我已经得着了。
”Not that I think I've already obtained it.
我乃是竭力追求。
But that I press on.
或许也有人会以为说，我是不是可以不用付出任何的代价，我就可以得到神所有属灵的祝福
？Perhaps we thought that we don't have to pay any spiritual price to gain.
因为什么都是恩典，所以呢，我不需要付出任何的代价。
Because everything was done by grace, I don't need to pay any price.
但是主告诉我们要背起我们的十字架来跟随他。
But the Lord Jesus said, "Take up your cross and follow me."
如果我们以为我们不用付出任何的代价来跟随主，我们可以得到这样一个新的生命的话，我想我们真的是迷失了。
If we thought that we don't need to pay any price to follow the Lord, then we're lost.
我们真的要谦卑地来到神的面前，求主常常来光照我们。
We need to humble ourselves and come before the Lord and ask Him to enlighten us.
看看我们的心思里面是不是有什么样的盲点、我们弱点，我们自己不知道。
And to search our hearts and see if there's any blind spot that we do not know.
或许有时候借着我们的弟兄姐妹，我们可以看到我是不是有这样子一个问题。
And perhaps through our brothers and sisters to see our own problems.
当我们看到的时候，我们就自然的会可以谦卑的来到神的面前。
And when we see it, then we can humble ourselves and come before the Lord.
我们才愿意更多的来学习依靠主，更多的来认识神。
And then we're willing to humble ourselves and to trust the Lord more.
保罗他也告诉我们，他说我们不是不认识仇敌的诡计。
And Paul said that it's not that we don't know the scheme of the enemy.
因为仇敌他常常会有很多神以外的东西来代替神。
Because the enemy often replaces the Lord with other things.
有很多虚假不实的东西来误导我们。
And he would mislead us with falsehood.
外面看起来是有，但是没有里面的实际。
There's as if outwardly it's true, but not within.
甚至有时候仇敌也会借着一个环境，还有我们的遭遇来恐吓我们。
And the enemy often threaten us with our circumstances.
让我们在追求主的这条道路上面，让我们觉得灰心，甚至让有时候我们觉得害怕。
So that we can be discouraged and be afraid.
所以我们要保守我们心，求主让我们常常有警醒，来认识仇敌可能的工作。
So we need to guard our hearts to protect ourselves from the work of the enemy.
相信我们在电脑或计算机，甚至我们的手机上面，我们有时候会不幸的中了病毒。
I believe if you ever had virus on your computer or your cell phone.
如果有中过病毒的，就知道是什么结果。
If you have those devices infected with virus, you know the result.
没有办法正常运作。
That those devices will not operate properly.
但是呢，我们知道有一些这个扫除病毒的工具。
But you know there's some antivirus software.
只要有这个扫除的工具的话，就可以将这些病毒排除在外面。
If you install the antivirus software, you can get rid of the virus.
甚至我们可以设定定期不断的来扫毒。
You can even schedule the scan to get rid of the virus.
我相信很多弟兄姐妹的话，应该都有这样子这个扫毒的工具吧。
I believe a lot of us have that software.
但是我不晓得弟兄姐妹有没有想过。
But I don't know if you ever thought.
神他给我们最宝贵的这个生命，最宝贵的心，我们这个头脑，我们有没有防备仇敌
？The most precious thing God gave us, our mind, our heart, have we guarded it from the enemy?
我们是不是毫无防备的让仇敌的诡计，让仇敌计谋不断的自由的在我们心中进出
？Or we've allowed the enemy to come in freely?
我们是不是每天看到世界上面各样的这个不实的报道
？We read news that are false.
甚至仇敌很多的谎言来欺骗我们，让我们对很多事物有不正确的看法。
Or we allow the lies of the enemy to cause us to have a false understanding of things.
我们有没有保守我们的心
？Have we guarded our hearts？
我们心里面有没有那个扫毒的工具？
Do we have the antivirus software?
我们是不是每天早晨真的圣别时间，借着圣灵来光照我们
？Have we sanctified our morning time to let the Holy Spirit shine in our hearts?
借着我们跟神亲近的这段时间，让神的话来光照我们里面。
Through the time we draw near to the Lord, let His word shine in our hearts.
看看我们心中是不是有什么不符合神喜悦的事情。
To see if there's any iniquity in our hearts.
我们有没有借着圣灵将这些仇敌的谎言诡计排除在外
？Have we let the Holy Spirit set away the work of the enemy?
更重要，我们要相信神，我们要知道基督他的大能。
And most importantly, we need to know God and know His great power.
我们要拒绝从仇敌来的心思。
We need to reject the thoughts from the enemy.
仇敌要叫我们怀疑神，让我们不信任神。
The enemy will cause us to doubt God and not trust Him.
仇敌就是要让我们依靠我们的自己。
The enemy tells us to trust ourselves.
只要我们继续依靠我们的自己。
As long as we continue to trust ourselves.
我们救人的心思就继续在撒旦。魔鬼的辖制。
The old self continues to live in the bondage of the enemy.
因为仇敌知道，我们要是认识神的话，我们就不在他的控制之下。
For the enemy knows if we know God, that we're no longer in his domain.
所以我们要认识我们的神。
So we must come to know our God.
因为他已经胜过了仇敌。
For he has overcome the enemy.
但是我们要知道，耶稣基督他也能够体谅我们人的软弱。
And we know that Jesus knows our weakness.
他会帮助我们。
He will help us.
这就是在希伯来书四章十五、十六节上面所说的。那我们一起来念。
Just like what it says in Hebrews 4:15-16, let us read together.
因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到慈恩的宝座前，不要得连续蒙恩典，做随时的帮助。当我们愿意按照主耶稣他的心意来过我们的生活的时候，
When we're willing to live according to Jesus' heart desire,
主耶稣他复活的大能就能够在我们心中来运行。
His resurrected life, the power of his life will work in us.
就可以从我们身上能够活出来。
We'll be able to live out his life.
那我们知道这不是靠着我们自己。
Not by our own strength.
也不是在靠着我过去的经验。
Nor by our old experience.
我们经历真实的主生命在我们里面是活的。
We can truly experience the living Lord in us.
而这个真实的复活的生命在我里面是有能力的。
And this resurrected life in me is with great power.
它胜过我的软弱，因为它已经胜过仇敌了。
It overcomes my weakness because it has overcome the enemy.
那我借着这个，我可以战胜仇敌，我也可以战胜这个世界一切的诱惑。
Enable me to overcome the enemy and the temptation of the world.
借着这个复活的生命，让我可以真实活出一个自由又丰盛的生活。
Through the resurrected life, we can live out a life that is full.
是的，主有时候会让我们经过一次一次的打击或者是失败。
The Lord may allow us to experience the failure again and again.
但是我们要知道，这主他是在锻炼我们，让我们对神。有 更深的信心，更强的信心。
But we need to know the setback that we experience is to strengthen our faith in God.
也借着这样一次一次，让我们提升我们对神他的经历，对我们神的认识。
And to deepen our understanding through our experience.
另外的话，我觉得我们要真的来实际的操练，什么叫做心思更新变化。
And secondly, we need to experience what it means to exercise our mind, be renewed and transformed.
我们都很熟悉的罗马书，他说：“不要效法这世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。”
We are all familiar with Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
是的，我们的心思要被主来每天不断的更新。
Our minds need to be transformed, renewed every day.
接着读了神的话语，我们能更了解神的心意。
Through reading the Word of God to know His mind.
让我们的心思也可以慢慢的跟随圣灵的带领。
That our mind can gradually follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要有一些实际的操练。
We need to have practical steps.
我个人最近的在生活上面的话，也有。许许多的这个属灵上面心思上面的一个征战。
I myself also have the spiritual warfare recently.
所以呢，主也在教我怎么学习来操练，跟心意更新变化。
God is teaching me how to renew my mind and exercise my mind.
当圣灵呢有一点点微小的声音在我里面的时候。
When there's a small voice of the Holy Spirit in me,
这或许跟我自己当时的心里面所想的有一点冲突的时候。
Whenever there's a conflict in my heart,
或者我要做一个决定的时候呢，心里面开始感觉到有一点不平安。
Or if I feel loss of peace when I were to make a decision,
或者呢，我的灵也告诉我，好像仇敌在跟我说一些谎言，在欺骗我。
Or I thought that the enemy is lying to me.
让我没有办法相信神，让我不知道要依靠神。
To cause me to not trust God.
或许也有一些引诱，让我的心稍微远离神。
Or some words would cause me to depart from God.
在遇到这些状况的时候，主他教导 要做这三件事情。
And the Lord taught me to do these three things.
第一个就是立刻停下来。
First is to stop.
就好像我们开车开到前面一个悬崖的时候，我们要马上踩刹车，不能继续往前。
Just like if you're driving to the cliff, you need to stop. Don't continue to move forward.
当我知道我的心思有前面所说的这些状况的时候，我唯一要做的就是马上停下来。
When I face conditions mentioned, I need to stop.
不要继续往这个方向想。
Right away and stop thinking that way.
有时候还要练习一下，先深呼吸一下。
Sometimes I need to learn to practice my breathing.
练习深呼吸的话，我们就可以暂时停止我们这个脑中的这个想法。
A deep breath will help us to stop the way of thinking.
也就唱我们常常唱的诗歌，我是怎么样吸进主的自己，呼出我的愁苦，我的各样的问题。
Just like the hymn says, I'm breathing in the Lord and breathing out my troubles.
我不能再让我的心偏离了主。
I cannot continue to let my mind deviate from the Lord.
也不能再让我自己里面黑暗的心思继续。想下去。
I cannot allow the dark thoughts to continue stay in my mind.
要立刻停下来。
I need to stop right away.
接着就是我们要回转向主。
Secondly, we need to turn back to the Lord.
这时候我学着告诉我自己。
And I need to tell myself.
不，我不能再有这样的想法继续下去。
I need to stop this thought from going on.
不要自己再挖一个坑，越挖越深。
Don't dig the hole deeper for myself.
我要将我的心思回转向主。
I need to turn my mind back to the Lord.
因为我们读过的圣经，他说，一望耶稣就活了。
Because the Bible says, when we look at the Lord, we will live.
我们也可以借着唱着诗歌，我们非常熟悉的，当转眼仰望耶稣。
Or we can sing hymns just like the one that says, Turn our eyes upon Jesus.
当我们的心思、我们的眼目一转向耶稣的时候，
When we turn our minds and our thoughts toward Jesus,
我们接下来要立刻向主祷告。
Then we need to continue, and the step to do is to pray.
求主来掌管我的心思。
And ask the Lord to control my mind.
我们也可以来求问主，这到底是怎么一回事？
We can inquire of the Lord and ask him, what is this?
主，我现在要怎么办？
What am I supposed to do?
我们要求主说，告诉主，我知道我不能再靠我自己了。
And tell the Lord, I can no longer trust myself.
安静，给主，给圣灵一点时间。
Be still and give the Lord time.
相信我们有这样一个实际操练的时候，我们每天每天的心思就会慢慢被主来更新。
I believe if we practice these steps, we can be renewed in our mind daily.
我们所读神的话语的话，在我们里面就慢慢一个一个活出来，成为我们的实际。
And the words we read can be a reality in our lives.
但愿借着我们今天在这边思考我所说的这些问题。
May we consider the point that I made today.
求主的圣灵常常来光照我们。
May the Holy Spirit of the Lord enlighten us.
让我们给神时间来向我们说话。
That will give God time to speak to us.
更求主常常来调转我们的心思。
And may the Lord turn our minds toward Him.
而我们也要立定这样一个心思，主，我要更多的认识你。
And we're determined to know Him more.
好让主他的大爱，他那是无穷生命的大能，能够在我们这里面，能够充满我们。
So that the power of his life will fill us.
让我们也能够激励我们的心，更多来爱主，更多来跟随我们的主。
And we're compelled to love him more and follow him.
让我们也能够顺服神，他在我们身上他所要做的工作。
And help us to obey him on the work he's working on us.
因为我们知道神要给我们不是只有仅仅得救。
Because we know God doesn't just want us to be saved.
神他要我们的魂生命，我们的身体都一样得到他的救赎。
He wants to deliver us, spirit, body, and soul.
这是神他所要做的工作。
This is the work of God.
最后呢，我们一起来唱圣徒诗歌309首。
To end, let us sing hymn 309.
这首诗歌里面说到，我们是问我们 是否将一切献在祭坛。
The hymn asks us, are we laying our all on the altar?
最近我们读到亚伯拉罕，神叫亚伯拉罕献祭。
And recently we read of Abraham, the Lord told him to offer a sacrifice.
相信神不是要亚伯拉罕的这些牛羊。
I don't think God wants his cows and cattle.
神他是要亚伯拉罕借着献祭这些生祭在祭坛上面。
But through the sacrifice on the altar.
代表亚伯拉罕他将他自己的能力，将他自己的软弱，将他自己一切所有的都摆在祭坛上面。
It's a type of him offering his all, his strength, his possessions on the altar.
因为唯有将自己一切摆在祭坛上面，神才有办法完成他的工作。
For only when we lay our all on the altar can God complete his work.
这诗歌里面一节一节问到是否是否。
Verse after verse ask, have you, have you?
相信这也是我们每一个人在我们自问我们自己。
I believe that's a question for every one of us.
答案在哪里？
What's your answer?
答案就在我们愿不愿意将我们自己放在神的手中。
Our answer depends on whether we entrust ourselves in the hand of the Lord.
我们愿不愿意让我们的心、我们的心思、我们一切都由圣灵来掌管？
Are we willing to let our mind and our soul be controlled by the Holy Spirit?
我们请我们的团队来带我们唱。
Let us sing with the team.
是否渴望你吗？星星的灿烂天使，是否曾挣扎祷告不息？当爱惜何难得，但祝福何难寻？除非将一切献于祭坛，是否你一切已完全献于祭坛？是否你心已归圣灵掌管？你必能得平安。当将一切献于祭坛，是否与主同行，在他话语光中，一路畅饮平安而喜欢？你必要遵主旨。远离一切恶行，不要将一切献于祭坛。是否你一切已完全献于祭坛？是否你心已归圣灵掌管？必能得平安，充满爱惜甘甜，正当将一切献于祭坛。
其实请我们一节一节的这样唱下来，
as we sing verse after verse，
就好像主一次一次的问我们，
it's as if the Lord's asking us again and again，
我们是不是爱他比爱世界其他的事物更多？
Do we love him more than these?
但愿我们唱到最后的时候，我们的答案是是的。
As we approach the last stanza, may our answers be yes.
主，我爱你更多。
Lord, I love you more.
那我们再唱第三节。
Let us sing stanza three.
当我永不能知爱和奇妙深厚，虽曾不断祷告并寻求，直 为恩主掌管，并将一切都献于祭坛。是否你一切已完全献于祭坛？是否你心已归圣灵掌管？你必能得安安，充满爱心甘甜，正当将一切献。满足在主脚前，正当将一切都献于祭坛。是否你一切已完全献于祭坛？是
主，我们何等盼望啊！我们有真的安息。
Lord, how we hope to have true peace.
啊，我们也何等的盼望，我们能够活出你的啊样子。
And how we hope to live out your image.
但是主，早上你一再的问我们。
But this morning you continue to ask us.
我们愿不愿意
？Are we willing?
我们愿不愿意啊，把我们自己交给你？
Are we willing to entrust ourselves into your hands?
能够放下我们的观念，
lay down our thoughts.
回到起初你对人的一个命定，
and return to the principle you have made in the beginning.
主，我们得承认，很多时候，我们所认为的，我们所想的，跟你想的实在是何等的不一样。
We confess, oftentimes our thoughts are not your thoughts.
主，我们要求你开我们的眼睛。
Lord, open our eyes.
我们也求你给我们有一个愿意的心。
And give us a willing heart.
当我们再去思考这些话的时候，
As we meditate upon the word.
求你调转我们的眼目。
Turn our eyes.
向我们的心说话。
And speak to our hearts.
让我们明白真理。
Help us to know the truth.
让我们渴慕把真理实行在我们自己的身上。
Help us to practice the truth on ourselves.
求你帮助我们。
Help us, O Lord.
我们没有办法凭着自己做到。
We cannot help ourselves.
我们也没有办法把一切献于祭坛。
We're not able to offer our all on the altar.
但是在人这是不能的，站在神凡事都能。
But what is impossible with man is possible with God.
因为这我们里面的生命是真的。
For the life within us is true.
因为你的话语，你的应许也是真的。
And your word, your promise is true.
今天我们选择相信。
Today we choose to believe.
我们愿意相信。
We're willing to believe.
你的话怎么说，事情就要怎么成就。
It will be done according to your word.
帮助我们跨出我们的一小步。
Help us to take our small step.
让你能够做工在我们的身上。
And let you work in us.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated.